covered the 2012 SCAC Softball Championships from Jackson, Tennessee. I'm joined by Rhodes head softball coach Luke Wagner. The Lynx falling in game number 8 from the SCAC Championships in a tough-fought game against Southwestern University, 7-5. And, Coach, first of all, a tough game for your team, not the result you were looking for, but still a lot to be proud of. Just talk about the game and the way you thought it unfolded today.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the game started off and we struck first. That's always something that we try to shoot for is try to dictate the tempo. We got on the board first and we thought that we could kind of go from there and keep the momentum rolling. But unfortunately, that two-run shot kind of flipped the script on us, and then they were kind of dictating the game with that 3-2 lead. So, you know, we still felt that we had a chance. The bats were hitting so well in the last game. We thought, you know, anything's possible, but just kind of didn't turn out for us until the very last inning when we were able to put a few on the board. Just wasn't enough.
You know, Coach, as you mentioned, you guys got off the start. You weren't able to scratch a run across there in the top of the first, then you took a 2-1 lead. Jessica Brown, a big weekend for you guys throughout the entire weekend. She got the go-ahead RBI to give you guys a 2-1 lead, but as you mentioned, really a momentum changer as Tess Galloway was able to hit her second home run there. It kind of turned on a pitch there from Forrest Skelton and gave them that 3-2 lead. How much did that change the momentum of this game?
Well, you know, you'd like to say that you can bounce back from anything, and I still think we could have bounced back from that, but just, you know, emotionally, as soon as that ball sailed over the fence, you could see the shoulders kind of hang a little lower. Wasn't something that we had been expecting. Forrest hadn't really been hit that hard all season, only giving up a couple home runs here and there. So when that ball sailed over, you know, not just the scoreboard, but it took a little bit of an emotion toll on our team as well, and it took us a couple innings to respond. We did towards the end of the game. It was just too little too late.
You know, Coach, obviously the result, not what you wanted to see, but still so much to be proud of with this team. Obviously, you in your first year guiding them back to their 4th straight SCAC tournament, getting first SCAC tournament win since 2009. So you guys did a lot of productive things. A lot of that has to do with the seniors that are on this team. They played their final game in their Lynx uniforms this evening. Talk about what those seniors have meant to you. What did you say to the girls afterwards, and how much, obviously, in your first year, they've helped you out this season?
Sure. I thank the girls for the hard work and just all the effort that they put in throughout the entire season, day in, day out, showing up to practice, the leadership, whether spoken or whether just, you know, by the way they act, their actions. But we thank them for all their hard work and for them really setting the trend. I mean, they've been really responsible for setting the winning trend at Rhodes College and turning this program around. 20-some wins the last couple of seasons they were averaging. So they'll leave the Rhodes College the winningest senior class that they've ever had. And all three of them are in the top three of at least 4 all-time Rhodes leaders as far as strikeouts, complete games, home runs, steals, everything. So, I mean, the impact that they're going to leave, you can't state it.
A big footprint, no doubt, these seniors will leave. Coach, congratulations on a great weekend for your Rhodes Lynx, and best of luck as you move forward. Luke Wagner, head coach of Rhodes College Softball. Again, Rhodes falling tonight 5-7 to Southwestern in game number 8 of the SCAC Championships. Coach, congratulations on a great season, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.